Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir with lesson number 7, Perek Beis, Mishnehei and Vav, the second Perek, the 5th and 6th Mishnayos. The halacha is, the Torah tells us, that when a Nozir completes his Nazirus, whether it's 30 days or however long it is, so on the day that he completes it, Biyom Malos Yemei Nizro, he must bring a set of karbonos. He has to bring a korban chatos, a korban ola, a korban shlomim, and he shaves his head. And in addition, the pasuk stresses that he has to bring a korban mincha, nesochim. And what he has to do with the hair that he shears from his head. All this, the bringing of the karbonos, the shaving of his head, and the tossing of the hair into the fire, all which is described in the Torah. That package is called taglachas. It's called by the name taglachas, which means the haircut that he takes. So if a person says, Hareini Nozir, I'm a Nozir, all right, that's it, he's a Nozir, doesn't say more than this, 30 days, then he has to bring his karbonos, taklachas, etc. But he also adds, V'yolai legaleach nozir. I'm going to shave a nozir, which means I'm going to bring the package of karbonos for another nozir. So he's Reuven. He says, I already nozir, v'yolai legaleach nozir. He's accepting upon himself to be a nozir and to bring his own karbonos. And in addition, he's going to bring the karbonos for some other nozir. V'shoma chaveiro. Along comes Shimon, and Shimon hears what he says. V'yoma v'ani, me too, meaning me too, I'll be a nozir. So Shimon's a nozir too. V'olai legalayach nozir. And Shimon goes further also and says, and I will shave a nozir, literally, which means I will bring karbonos for a nozir. So Reuven's committed to be a Nazir and to pay for someone else. And Shimon is committed to be a Nazir and to pay for another Nazir. So the Mishnah says very simply, Im hayu pikhim. If Reuven and Shimon are shrewd, so they can get away, Reuven can pay for Shimon's, and Shimon's can pay for Reuven's, and fine, everything is hunky-dory. Reuven was yotza his karbonos with what Shimon gave for him, and Shimon was yotza his karbonos with what Reuven gave for him, and they each were yotza their commitment to bring karbonos for another nazir. So im hayu pikhim megalchim zeh, literally they will shave each other, meaning they will bring the karbonos for each other, and each one total will be out of pocket paying for one set of karbonos and no more. V'yim lav, but if they're not shrewd, so Reuven will bring his own karbonos, and he will pay for Don's karbonos, so he's paying two, and Shimon will pay for his own and pay for Naphtali the Nazir, so he's paying also for two. Megalchem Nazirim Acherim, that's if they're not shrewd. That's Mishneh. Mishneh Vav has an interesting halacha. If a person says, Chatzi karbonos nozir olai, I want to pay for half of the karbonos of a nozir. So he's got to go find some nozir and pay for half of that nozir's expenses. And that nozir has to pay the rest, the other half. But if he doesn't say, Chatzi karbonos nozir olai, half of the karbonos of a nozir, I commit myself to. But rather he said, Korbonos chatzi nozir olai, I hereby give the korbonos for half of a nozir. There's no such thing as half of a nozir. Ein nazirus lechatzoy. So chatzi nozir immediately transforms itself into nozir. And he said, Korbonos nozir olai, he has to pay for the total amount of the korbonos of some nozir out there. Now our Mishnah says, Hare olai legalea chatzi nozir. If a person says, I'm going to pay for the korbonos of half of a nozir, which we already just told you, there ain't no such animal as a chatzi nozir. Vishoma chavero. So Reuven said that. Now along comes Shimon and he says, I too am a kabbal upon myself to bring the karbonos for half of a nazir. So since they each said half of a nazir, and there's no such thing as half of a nazir, so the phrase half of a nazir immediately transforms itself into a whole nazir. So Reuven has to bring the karbonos for the complete set of karbonos for one nazir, and Shimon has to bring the complete set of karbonos for another nazir, because they each committed themselves separately to chatzi nazir, and chatzi nazir immediately is translated, so to speak, into nazir sholem. So zemegaleach nazir sholem, zemegaleach nazir sholem. Each one has to pay for all the karbonos of a nazir. Divir Rab Meir. This is what Rab Meir says. Because according to Rab Meir, we say that when a person makes a compound or complex sentence, which is a combination of two phrases, we look at the first phrase, Tfos Loshon Rishon. And in this case, as soon as he said, Hare Olai Legaleach, before he said the word Chotzi Nazir, so he said, Hare Olai Legaleach, which means I have to be Megaleach a Nazir, all the karbonos of a Nazir. When he added the words Chatzi Nazir, that's an attempt to weasel out of the commitment to a whole Nazir, to a whole set, a whole package of a Nazir's Karbonos. And he cannot have Charota, he cannot change his mind, even Toch Kedei Dibur, Rab Meir would say. And therefore each of them is stuck with paying for the complete set of Karbonos for a Nazir. However, the Chachamim Omrim, no. Reuven and Shimon can go and find some Nazir named Yankel and ask Yankel how much you have to pay for your karbonos. He says $100. They'll each give 50. The Chachamim come from this following position. They say that what we have here is a classic case of Neder Upischo Imo. A neder which is immediately modified. A neder with its Pesach is right built into the neder. So the neder was Hareini Megaleach. The Pesach is, but only Chatzin Israel. They hold that Bigmar, Af Bigmar Dvorov Odom Nitfas, that when a person makes a statement consisting of two phrases, the second phrase does count. And here the second phrase modifies the first phrase and reduces the commitment from a complete package to a half a package. And therefore, each one of them can pay for half a package. And lucky enough, Toli the Nazir doesn't have to pay anything because these two guys each committed themselves to half a package each. And so we have finished Mishnah Vav. And with it, we have completed lesson number 7.